This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Well, welcome to the show, and welcome to March in the WHL schedule now. With less than 10 games to go in the regular season for each team, still a lot to be decided in the road to the 2012 WHL playoffs. Ahead this week, the Everett Silvertips have a new general manager. Gary Davidson takes over the role. I'll chat with him in moments. Medicine Hat Tigers goaltender Tyler Bunns is the Vaughn Goaltender of the Month for February. We'll catch up to him as the Tigers wind their way through the BC Division for a late-season road swing. And is there a hotter player in the CHL right now than Tri-City American forward Brandon Schinneman? Not likely. He'll be our guest as well. He's the new Silvertips general manager. Junior hockey veteran executive Gary Davidson was announced in Everett this past week. The former four-year director of player personnel for the Portland Winterhawks says he's looking forward to building the Silvertips franchise.
Most definitely, John. I've had the opportunity in the last number of years to be involved with either expansion or going into a situation where they were looking at going in a new direction, and this is a very similar situation. Obviously, it's the first opportunity, though, at the Western League level to be put in charge of the hockey operation side of it. And I am really looking forward to the challenge and very excited about the opportunity.
Well, if you look back in the last 4 years in Portland, I guess the resume speaks for itself. You leave Portland at a time where their cupboards are stocked fully, and they're in a good spot to make a run at a WHL championship this season again.
Yeah, I guess I'm probably a little bit biased, but I think they are the team to beat. I think the Blazers and Tri-Cities and a couple of the other teams certainly have had very good seasons and certainly will be in there in the end. But I like Portland's group, and I also like the fact that they've played a lot of playoff games the last 2 years, and I think that could be a real advantage going forward for the. But again, the 4 years I put in Portland were very enjoyable and had a great opportunity to, you know, to work with a good group of people down there to put the franchise into the situation it is today.
Gary had a lot of success in Portland recruiting players in or heading to NCAA, and that was a big reason, I think, why Portland was able to keep going here and be in a position they're at right now. You look at their roster, I'm sure you're trying to bring that same thing into Everett because they have some players, some big-name players that I'm sure you'd love to recruit and bring them into the Silvertips.
Yeah, I think the approach was let's go after the best players we can, and then the process is to recruit them, and I certainly want to bring that same approach here in Everett, and certainly they've got a couple of very good players on the college side of it that hopefully we can bring into the fold as we go forward into next year, and we're certainly going to look to approach adding some other players that are in a similar situation, and then the process is to attract them to our program here in Everett and attract them to the Western Hockey League.
And Gary, you inherit head coach Mark Ferner in his first year as a head coach in the Western Hockey League. You guys have a little bit of history going back over the years.
Yeah, Mark was in Vernon there coaching and running that program there in the BC Hockey League and did a terrific job. Had an opportunity to watch him and watch his teams play, and I think Mark's track record is very positive, and again, I think he's going to do a very good job for us, and I'm really looking forward with the opportunity to work hand-in-hand with him as we go forward here trying to put together a real solid program here in Everett.
Gary, thanks for your time, and good luck there in Everett.
Okay, thanks, John.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. First overall pick of the Edmonton Oilers and Red Deer Rebel center, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
I think it's the highest level of competition out there. The arenas that you play in the WHL kind of get you used to what it would be like in the NHL.
Nugent-Hopkins with a one-time blast!
The Edmonton Oilers are so proud to select from the Red Deer Rebels, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
My path to the National Hockey League begins in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
Well, the Vaughn WHL Goaltender of the Month is Medicine-Hat Tigers puck stopper Tyler Bunz, who joins us in the midst of a mini BC road swing. Tyler, back in the groove, a couple of wins to get back after an injury. How are you feeling, and how do you think you're playing right now?
Pretty good. It was quite a little long few weeks there that I was out. It's always tough sitting out and watching from the stands as your team tries to get wins and battles for wins. And I knew that I had to make sure that I was 100% before I came back, and I'm starting to feel that. So I started the first game in PG, felt good, and hoping that I can ride out the rest of the season here heading into playoffs. And the past two games in PG really went well, so starting to feel a lot better and hoping that I stay healthy heading into playoffs.
And you come back just in time for the Tigers to clinch that playoff spot as well.
Yeah, it was kind of a nice, added to the two wins that I got in PG. It was kind of expected, but we didn't know when it would happen or whatnot. So it was kind of a good feeling, especially after, two big wins in PG, to hear that you made playoffs. It's always a good feeling.
Tyler, there was a point this season where the Tigers really didn't know where they were going to go. And all of a sudden, you guys take off and you go on a real good run there in late January and February. And all of a sudden, you have to think that you're one of the contenders there again in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, we didn't know too much of where we would be going. The first couple games didn't go too well, and you could start to see a little bit of panic in some of the older guys' faces and whatnot. But we went on a BC road trip early in the year and really bonded as a team over that trip and got a lot of wins in that road trip. And we kind of just sprung from there. We had a really good season from then until now. And, it's going to be a hard-fought battle heading into playoffs and going through playoffs. But, we believe in our team. We believe in the players we have on this team. And, all the players believe in our systems that our coaches have put forth. So we're hoping that we can follow through with all the stuff that we've been doing this past season and keep it going into playoffs.
Tyler, you're a four-year guy there in Medicine-Hat. You were stopping pucks there at 16. And you know how big home ice is for the playoffs there, especially at the Medicine-Hat Arena. Is that the next step, secure home ice moving into the postseason here?
Yeah, that's been our goal all season, is to hopefully clinch a home ice advantage and into playoffs. And, playoffs is an unbelievable time. It's kind of the reason why everyone plays hockey. It's you go into your home barn and you got 4,000 screaming fans and hopefully battling for a championship. And our rink is pretty special. It's got a lot of tradition and a lot of history. Every guy respects what we do at home ice, and we respect our fans. They really give us, that extra jump and motivation to go out there and battle hard for wins. So we're hoping that nothing changes. We hope that they're still behind us going into playoffs. And, for me, I've seen it for 3 years now, and I'm going to be my fourth. But you get really excited in front of those fans playing playoff hockey. So it's kind of an exciting time. I'm really looking forward to playoffs.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere there in that rink, no doubt about it. Tyler, congratulations on this award, and good luck there in the postseason.
All right, thanks a lot.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The numbers are simply staggering. Tri-City Americans forward Brandon Schinnemann is the Husky WHL Player of the Month for February, picking up 43 points, 23 of them goals, 20 assists to go along with a plus 16 rating. Schinnemann gathered points in all 14 games, which included a 10-game goal-scoring streak with 21 markers. He's also the WHL and CHL Player of the Week and voice of the Americans. Craig West, perhaps the only one to catch up to him this past week.
Shinny, first, congratulations on Player Week honors.
Thanks a lot. It's been a pretty crazy week, but it feels good to be able to help your team win and be able to get some personal stats at the same time.
You've helped the team, there's no question about it, but you've got something special going with your good friend Adam Yuzman, but Patrick Holland, the three of you, Holly coming on the line a little over a week ago, and there's some real magic going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got the honors of Player of the Week, but Holly had 17 points, and Huey got his 100th point this week, and we've been scoring a lot of goals together, and I've been with Huey for a long time, and so we have that chemistry. But Holly's jumped right in, and we've just been clicking, and we're going to try to keep going here.
the start of the year, I got a Facebook message from Dylan Geary playing over in Europe, and it was a tough day for him on Sunday with the win in Seattle for the Americans, and he'd asked me at the start of the year, am I still the last American to get 50 goals? Well, the answer now is no, and at the same time, Huseman moved past him in all-time goals and 127 on the all-time list, so Sunday was a tough day for Geary.
Yeah, I don't think... You know, I look back a couple weeks ago, I was around 35, 36 goals, and, you know, never thought I'd be at 52, you know, 2 weeks later. But, you know, when pucks are going in for you, it seems like everything goes in. So, you know, I've been shooting the puck a lot and not passing up those chances, and they've been going in, so I'm going to continue to do that.
Probably the most special thing you've had go on for you is for all your goals of now over 50, seven are shorthanded, and they've been some highlight reel goals.
Yeah, you know, our penalty kill all year has been awesome. You know, we haven't let in, you know, many goals against, and at the same time, we've been scoring a lot. So when you have offensive guys that can not only penalty kill, but, you know, when they get that break or bounce, can go the other way and score, that's always huge.
And thanks to Westy in Kennewick for his help this week. That's the show. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.